Now a meeting of two jazz brands known for pushing boundaries. It's the first recorded collaboration between the adventurous trio that goes by the name The Bad Plus and saxophonist Joshua Redman. It's called, appropriately, The Bad Plus Joshua Redman. Reviewer Tom Moon says it's a challenging set of songs.
The Bad Plus is often filed under jazz, but that's an imprecise designation. For nearly 20 years, the omnivorous trio has combined rock themes, funk backbeats, and classical devices into music that's boisterous, challenging, and delightfully weird. Joshua Redman has done his share of experimenting too, but mostly within jazz tradition. Here, he's out of his comfort zone. These are intricate, through-composed pieces with sudden switchbacks. They draw on European classical tradition and demand a high level of group precision. This tune, like several others on the new album, has an interesting structure. After Redman and the Bad Plus spend several minutes developing that first theme, they take a different tack, chasing an idea that's even simpler and more beautiful than the previous. The compositions are the focal point here. In structure and tone, they're worlds away from typical jazz tunes, and they inspire fresh thinking from the soloists, particularly Redman, who plays with a gutty impulsiveness he hasn't always displayed before. The title suggests an old-school summit meeting, but at its best, The Bad Plus Joshua Redman offers glimpses of a new frontier.
The title of this collaboration is The Bad Plus Joshua Redman. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.